Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The following podcast episode was a previously recorded Facebook Live video. Okay, hey beautiful people, it is your girl Olanike Elsie, and I want to say thank you for joining me on this live Selfish Talk. Today I'm talking about how or why asking for help is necessary for your self-love journey. So I want to say thank you, Selfish Babes, for joining. I truly, truly appreciate it. I thought that this was a good topic to talk about today. Hey, love! I thought this was a great topic to talk about today because I know that a lot of women out there play the good friend role, play the I am a good helper role, I am a great friend role, the considerate role, that one person in the group of friends that really thinks about, you know, how everybody else is feeling and worries about everybody else's feeling and makes sure that everyone is okay. So I know that we all have that one friend that is always the supportive one, the one friend that always is there for you, right? Hey, lovely Allie. Hey, ladies just now joining. And so I want to talk about how asking for help is super important in your self-love journey, because I believe as that one friend, sometimes you get neglected and you don't ask for help and people don't ask you how you're doing. And so this is why I want to talk about it. So for those of you just joining me, my name is Vanessa, also known as Olanike Elsie, and I am the founder of Selfish Babe. And what that means is that I am teaching women how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. I call myself a self-love manifester because I want you to manifest love in your everyday life. And just really showing you that it's super easy for you to incorporate the love for yourself, that you make sure that you put yourself first. So thank you, ladies, for joining. And I want to start off with a personal example of mine, because I was always in my group of friends as a supportive one. I was seen as a supportive one. I'm the friend that you can call and complain to, and I'll listen to you, or I'll give you good ass advice because I believe I give good ass advice. So I was always that friend. And in being that friend, I found that oftentimes a lot of my friends never asked me, well, do you need any help, Vanessa? How are you doing today, Vanessa? Because I was always the one that was always listening. I was the one that was always giving advice. I was the one that was usually there for people. And I know that I'm not the only one. I know there's a lot of other women out there who are there for their friends, who are givers, who put people in front of them, to be honest, because you care a lot about the people in your life, because you love the people in your life. And I totally get that. I totally, totally understand that. But when you don't ask for help, then what you are telling the universe is that you are not ready to receive. That means that you are not worthy enough to get for yourself, because you're always giving, giving, and giving. And I want to give a personal example. About 2 years ago, I went out of the country to a study abroad program in Tanzania. And it was a great time. I had a great, great, great time. But when I came back, I was super broke. I was super broke. I flew international. Hey, beautiful. I flew international. I came back. I was super broke. Didn't really have a lot of money. And at the time, I was living at my friend's place, because at the time, I was getting a divorce from my husband at the time. And because I was getting a divorce from my husband at the time, I was staying at my friend's place because I already moved out of my place. But when I came back, I did not have rent money to pay her. To ask her to live with her was a big jump for me, because I'm not used to being the one to ask for help. I'm not used to being the one that says, hey, I need help right now. Can you help me? I'm really the one that's always the giver. I'm the one that people can depend on. And I think that because I was never the one that asked for help, I was forced to be in a position where I had to ask for help. And so if you're a selfish babe out there who is always the giver and never the receiver, and you never ask for help, then you will be forced to be in a position where you are asking for help yourself. Because if you don't learn the lesson of asking for help, then you are never going to receive greatness and prosperity and abundance in your life. If you're always giving, 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 you're never going to be able to learn how to receive. Sometimes I think as confident women, I feel like as the giving woman, we find it hard to be able to receive. It's just like if somebody gave you a compliment and you got to compliment them right back. or you gave them a compliment, or they gave you a compliment, but you come up with all kinds of excuses of why they shouldn't have given you the compliment. That is you showing the universe that you are not ready to receive. And so what I'm saying is that if you are a selfish babe out there, or a woman who is on her self-love journey and working on her self-love, that you have to know how to ask for help and when to ask for help. You cannot carry the load by yourself. We have communities for a reason. We have women being in communities for a reason. Your friends are there for a reason. If you personally cannot feel like you can ask your friends for help, then I don't understand why they're your friends. And that may sound mean and rude, but that's just some real stuff that I'm dishing out to you. If you have friends, friends are supposed to be there to help you along the journey. So if you have friends and you personally feel like you really cannot ask them for help, then why are they your friends? Why are they in your life? And so my thing is, to be able to ask for help, you're going to be able to receive, because you cannot do this alone. Sometimes you may be in financial struggle. Sometimes you may be doing a lot. Maybe you may be a single mom out there. Sometimes you may have a lot on your plate. And in order for you to grow, in order for you to thrive, you have to be able to take the load off. And to be able to take the load off, people are gonna have to help you take the load off, because you cannot carry the big ass suitcase by yourself. You wanna do all these things, but if you're carrying this big ass suitcase on your back, how can you do much? You can't even really move around like that. So to be able to function, to be able to move around in life, and for your own personal healing, you have to be able to give the load to other people, even if it's only for a little while. Even if it's only for a little while, because when you do that, then you're saying, hey, universe, hey, God, hey, creator, I can receive. I want to be able to receive. I want to be able to better myself. I'm focusing on me right now. I'm giving myself the time that I need for myself. I'm going to have one of my family members babysit my child real quick, because I need a day for myself. It's been a tough day being a mom today, and I need a day for myself to recoup, right? To all my moms out there, you know, so you want to be able to have other people support you. And I understand how it could be difficult to be able to ask for help, just because nobody asks you, hey, are you okay? You know, how are you doing? And so if you have people around you and you don't ask them for help, then they are never going to learn to ask when you need help. I'm going to repeat that. If you have people around you and you don't know how to ask for help, or you have never asked for help, they are never going to know when you need help. I'm going to give an example. I have one of my great friends, right? Great, great, great friends, friends for years. And one time we had a real conversation, and I was like, well, you never really asked me, you know, if I need help or anything, because usually she calls me for advice and support, and I'm usually there. And I noticed that I've never, like, how are you, Vanessa? What's going on with you? Or specific questions. I've never asked that, because I've never told her, hey, love, you need to ask me how am I doing as well. What's going on in my life? Not just, oh, how are things? Because I feel like how are things is kind of just out there. But like, hey, love, is anything going on right now? Do you need help with anything? Those specific questions need to be asked sometimes for the strong woman out there like myself. Because if I'm not asked those specific questions, then I may not tell you what's going on. And so we need to be able to learn to be able to share that information with others when we need help the most. Because we need to train our family members. We need to train our friends how to be able to ask us for help. If you are seen as a strong woman in your group of friends, if you have seen as a strong woman in your family, people need to know that you need help as well, because you are a human as well. And if you're always the strong person, never cries, nothing's ever going on in your life, nothing's wrong, then people are gonna look at you like that. They're gonna look at you like Superwoman if you portray yourself to be such. So they're gonna look at you as Superwoman, and because you're Superwoman, ain't shit wrong with Superwoman, right? Ain't shit wrong with her, so I don't even have to ask, because she got that shit figured out. You don't want to be in that position, because it gets to be lonely. If nobody ever asks you how are you doing, or if you need help with this and that, then you may start to feel like people don't care about you, and the people in your life don't care about you, and I don't want you to feel like that. So if you're learning anything from me today, you need to learn how to ask for help and when to ask for help. And I gave the example. I was forced to be in a position to ask for help because I came back from a study abroad trip. I was super broke, And I had to ask my brother for money. I had to ask my mom for money. And I never asked my mom for money. Let me repeat that. I have never asked my mom for money. And I had to ask my mom for money because I was literally broke. And for me, that was a huge step because I just never felt like I had to do that. I kind of felt like, dang, like, I have to ask my mom for money. Like, you know, but the universe, the world, God, creator, whomever it is that you may believe in, will put you in a scenario where you have to learn to ask for help. Understand that scenario is for your betterment. That a scenario is going to help you grow into an amazing woman. I really believe that a woman that truly, truly loves herself will know when to ask for help, because you are not alone in this world. You do not want to feel like you're alone in this world. And if you feel like you're alone in this world, it's a very dark and lonely place, and I don't want you to feel like that. So if you have friends, ask for them to ask you more about what's going on in your life. If you have family and you feel like they're never asking you what's going on in your life, they need to have a real sit-down conversation with them. Hey, mom, hey, dad, hey, cousin, hey, friend, hey, sister, hey, brother. Sometimes I would really appreciate it if you would ask me specifically, hey, what's going on in my life? What's going on? Do I need help with anything? Ask me if I need help, because I need you to ask me that so that I feel more willing to share. If you do not ask me that, then I don't feel willing to share. And sometimes it's because that person in our life doesn't ask us if we need help or what's going on that we are unwilling to share because they didn't bring it up. It wasn't something that was brought up specifically, because usually, being the strong woman that you are, you are usually that very considerate friend. Hey, how are you? How are things going? And your friends are the one that spills their things on you. They tell you what's going on in their lives like that. But sometimes, like me, sometimes I can't tell you what's going on in my life like that, just because that's not how I am. So I would say one of my best tips I would give you is to start training your friends. I know training may seem like a certain type of word, but to start training your friends and your family members to ask you if you need help with anything, if anything is going on in your life, because then you're going to feel a lot more willing to share. So you need to ask for help. And if you don't learn the lesson, I'm going to tell you, love, you may learn it the hard way. And in order to learn it the hard way, you're going to be put through a life lesson where you learn to ask for help. You will be put through a life lesson where you learn to ask for help. So do it now so you do not have to go through that life lesson. But if you're stubborn, then that life lesson will come and you will learn the hard way. But guess what? Be grateful for that life lesson. Why? Because you are growing and you are learning and you are really learning to love yourself more and become an even better selfish babe. If you guys have any questions for me, you can comment them below. I see some of you guys are like, yeah, you never ask for help. It's so very true. Don't know how to ask for anything. You have to know what you want. People always need help. No matter what stage of life you are going through, you will always need help at some point. You cannot get to where you're going without any type of help. You have some type of help. So you have to be able to know when to ask for that help. When you need it, ask for it. People cannot read your mind. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe we just assume that people are going to be so considerate like us and they're going to ask us, do you need help? No, people are really, really selfish in the bad way, and they're not going to ask you if you need help. So you need to remember that people cannot read your mind, and you need to ask for help when you need it. So thank you, ladies, for joining me on this selfish talk. Hey, Tiffany, girl, if y'all not already following Tiffany, y'all need to go follow her. Like, she is so live. But thank you, ladies, for joining. I totally, totally appreciate you guys. If you are not in my Facebook group, join #selfishbabe on Facebook to connect with other women globally who are selfishly and authentically loving themselves. So thank you for joining this selfish talk. I appreciate my selfish babes in Facebook. Hey, y'all. Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow @selfishbabes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram @AlinikeElsie. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you.
Mwah.